Welcome back to Game Night on the Incomparable. It's me, Tony Sindelar. We are here to play another round of Trust Me, I'm a Superhero, the game of mixing matching superpowers together to create new novel superheroes and arguing with your friends about how your garbage made-up superhero is the best equipped to deal with a random situation. I have assembled our own Justice Assemble Adventures Incomparable panel group of people? Nerds? Yes, it's true. There's several people here today who will be competing in Trust Me, I'm a Superhero. I will introduce them in order of heroism. First up is Kathy Campbell.
I am super heroic today, and I am ready to call for help.
It's true. Next up, the one, the only, the Annette Weirstra.
Hello, I'm just excited that I don't have to know any trivia for this game.
Mm-hmm. I was just listening to your Star Wars Family Feud episode. So, reference acknowledged. We are in danger of doing this without any issues, so I invited Glenn Fleischman along.
As always, I'm super confused, so mm-hmm. I'm in the right place.
And last but not least, our fan, our friend, our colleague from across the oceans, it's James Thompson.
I thought this was the supervillain convention. I think I'm close.
All right. How does this game work? Well, we are using the Tabletopia service. If you ever want to try, Trust Me, I'm a Superhero. It is a physical game you can buy. You can also play it virtually on the Tabletopia service, which we are doing today. That's not a plug. They don't give us any money. Literally, I pay them. So, but it's a fun service for playing games online virtually. Our players are drawing blue cards and red cards that are aptly named Super and Power, and mixing and matching those together to create a premise for a new superhero. I did introduce people in play order, so the order is going to be Kathy. You will be our first judge, followed by Annette, followed by Glenn, followed by James and Tony as your host, bringing it up last. So, Kathy, I would like you to start by grabbing one of those call for help cards, spending some time studying that, and you're going to announce that in a second, what the scenario is. But first, all of our players need to mix and match a super and power card together and come up with a novel superhero. All right. Kathy, take it away.
All right. Help! I went skydiving, but I forgot my parachute.
Oh, I am completely unsuited for this task.
All right, our order will follow. So Annette, Glenn, James, and then Tony will introduce their hero and make a case for why they are best suited for helping with Kathy's situation. So Annette, tell us about your hero.
Oh, I'm so ready for this. Okay, so my hero is called Diva Matrix, and my powers are unstoppable style. Which you think, how could that possibly help someone falling out of an airplane? But it will, because I am wearing culottes today because they're very fashionable. And if you've seen a little movie called Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, you know that culottes double as a parachute. So I jump out of the plane and follow Kathy and catch up with her and then use my culottes to safely land us on the ground.
Very nice. Keeping cool with culottes. All right. Glenn, I believe you are next to explain yourself.
I am next, and you're in luck, Kathy. You're in luck because I'm not just a superhero. I am a team of mighty superheroes. I am Grizzly Bears. Now that's B-A-R-E-S. This has led to a lot of confusion. I am a group of very sensual, very powerful bears. Again, Grizzly Bears, B-A-R-E-S. And so you might wonder, how would sensuality solve this problem for you? You're plummeting towards the earth at an extremely high rate of speed. Well, one of my superpowers is I can strip. We can all strip our bear fur off, the whole group of us, and we hold them together as we leap high into the air with our fur stretched between us to catch you gently midair and then waft you to the ground and then off to the hot tub.
Mm. Wow. It's solving problems you may not have even known you had.
A full service saving? Interesting.
I feel we need to call HR on this particular one.
Look, she called for help. This is the hot tub is optional.
James, I think you are next.
Yes. So my super is God. You know, that's always helpful.
I call foul.
And my power is wolves.
Oh God! Singular wolf.
Well, yeah. I would like to say, you know, if the god of wolf, it's not really much of a god, but
well, so just a wolf, yeah.
I'm extending it to all wolves.
Oh, okay.
And my superhero is called Dogma Dog. And by the power of basically having control over all the wolves in the world, they are all going to rush in and create this lovely, soft, you know, blanket of wolf fur, which you're going to land on. And then you're just going to be in this sort of lovely pile of wolves, not in the sort of eating you sense of wolves, but in the nice, friendly dog, more wolf type.
I think it's a trap. What are we going to trust? Bears? Three bears? Or all the world's wolves? That seems like a trap.
I mean
my hair is fairly blonde right now, so Goldilocks, interesting.
Oh, it's just
or someone who looks fabulous and solves the problem.
But wait, there's more. The character. My character is Snowcone, combining the power of frost and cone. That's right. The power of cone. They're not all winners, folks. Yes, I got cone. Well, James got God. Snowcone is an ice-based hero, and she is known for, I think air is not usually her normal place that she would operate, but I think as a ice-based hero, she is more than capable of making those floating, flying ice bridges and ice platforms a la your Icemans or your Frozones. So, you know, a Snowcone will gladly jump out of the plane after you and create a kind of roller-scoping ice slide to catch you and gently slide you to the ground. So I think we presented our four heroes to try and save somebody jumping out of a skydiving situation without a parachute. I think this is the open questions, answers, and heckling phase of things before Kathy makes final judgment. So I will just suggest, first off, that this is not a situation that needs an addition of bears or wolves. So that is just, me old fashioned.
This is very species.
But Tony, I have a question. Why did you let me jump out of the airplane in the first place without a parachute?
That's right. Good
me?
Question.
You're blaming me? I'm at fault for this?
I mean, I'm just asking the question.
I was enjoying a delicious snow cone at the time. I'm not sure what happened.
Sounds like vandalism. I mean, I would say, you know, do you like petting a dog?
I mean,
maybe you'd like petting wolves,
ravenous. Yeah, yeah. I mean, all the wolves in the world.
But it's like you can pet any wolf you like. You know that there's a wide variety to choose from, and they're all very friendly.
I'm just saying, we're going to jump up in the air and meet you where you are and waft you to the ground. You don't have to fall and plummet into all the world's wolves, which sounds like a bad idea. Bad
no, but I mean, Lynn, is your skin all like oozy after you've like ripped it off yourself?
No, we didn't rip our skin off. We bare ourselves.
But also, that sounds
if you
oozy.
Took all the wolves in the world and you stacked them vertically, I think we would actually be quite high up.
I wouldn't have far to fall. I think
some would die of hypoxia.
This is a classic.
Your pile of wolves might bite.
Software engineering problem, James, where it's like we keep adding wolves to this problem, and it's the mythical
moon wolf.
Yeah, I'm just. I don't think the answer to your too many wolves is to add more wolves.
Dogma Dog's solution to every problem is adding more wolves.
Yes. I'm just saying, I would read that comic. Oh, wow. Would not be one to be reliant on.
I'm just gonna say, Kathy, that Diva Matrix is the barb to your star, and I'm always gonna have your back, no matter
Diva
what
Matrix
I'm wearing.
Probably it's has the best name of anything we came up with.
Probably also. Gonna be culottes.
You know what? I gotta go with Diva Matrix, not just for the name, not just for the amazingness of the culottes, but with the hopeful goal of Jamie Dornan at the end to utilize the bear's hot tub.
All right. So Annette goes into an early lead with 1 point. Annette, you can grab the help card that has the scenario as a kind of reminder slash remember that you have 1 point. Everyone should draw up to 5 blue and 5 red and start thinking about their characters much faster than I am. Annette, you are the next judge if you want to pick a call for help and start reading it while I start looking at my cards. Annette, I think when you are ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Do it.
Help! I forgot to return my library book.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think these are really require superheroes for these.
You know,
falling out of a plane, I'll give you, but...
It's like an extension of... It's the classic getting a cat out of the tree superhero problem.
I could
problem.
Get a fine, people. A fine.
Actually, this they're moving away situation. From that in a lot of America, at least. So,
it's true. Well, it could be the last place in America charging, or Canada.
But this place,
huge
I could
fines.
Get a fine.
Okay. You're in some dystopia.
Metrocity.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be Glenn, followed by James, followed by Tony, followed by Kathy. So, Glenn, when you're ready.
Oh, well, I have exactly, I'm exactly the right hero you need because I am Invisibike. I have a cloak of invisibility and my superpower is, of course, cycling. So here's the deal. We can fool the library into thinking they misplaced the book because I will take the book from you and invisibly cycle into very rapidly, in fact, into the library and hide the book under a pile of books. And you can tell them, oh, I already returned it. Then when they find it, they will waive any fee if you're in a jurisdiction in which fees are charged. Simple.
I like your thinking.
All right. Strong show from Glenn. James, you are next.
Okay. My superpower is steam powered.
Oh, gosh.
And my power is kick. my superhero, well... She's a superheroine who was named in the 60s. So it's a, you know, it's not really a name you would go with these days. And she is called Steamy Legs.
nice.
And with her steam powered super kick, what she's going to do is when the door to the library is open just a little bit, she's going to kick the library books in and, you know, nobody will see. And you could say, well, I've returned the book. I think if you look, you'll find it on the shelves, you know, under M or whatever. And they'll go and look. And yeah, the book is there because it's been kicked in with such precision.
Your power is clairvoyance also because you know the book begins with N.
All right. So we've got Invisibike. We've got Steamy Legs. Is that right?
Steamy Legs.
That's
leg singular or leg plural?
It's also
they're plural.
There's also a spider-based superhero has a similar name. It's confusing.
If you only had one steam-powered leg...
Well, it'd be hard. You'd be walking in circles.
You'd be walking in circles. So, yeah. You've got to do both of them.
All right. Allow me to introduce everyone's favorite superhero. I call this superhero Clock Puncher, who combines the power of Unlimited and Fist. So, I believe that Clock Puncher is a very punching-based superhero, but also using the unlimited ability has a little bit of ability to slow down time. And I think what you need in this situation is to slow down time. And that is where Clock Puncher can help by kind of pausing things in place to get you where you need to be. Clock Puncher accomplishes this through the magical superpower of punching so fast that he punches time itself, causing time to run slower. And then because unlimited punching is what I have to bring to this situation. And who knew that you could create time travel through unlimited punching? Well, Clock Puncher knew that. So by slowing down time just a little bit with unlimited punching, Clock Puncher will get you in under the wire for getting your library book returned. And that is how I tried to make the case that unlimited fists was useful for library book situations.
Does he have the power of flight? Does he have the power of flight?
No, he has the power of unlimited punching.
So you're saying you can't see time fly?
No, unless he punches that clock so far. But clearly none of that is going to be useful.
Uh-oh.
Which is fine because Super Slide is here to save the day.
Super Slide.
Super Slide.
Super Slide. Yes. With their really power fun. Of interdimensional shafts. So not only...
I beg your pardon.
Just talking about interdimensional shafts.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, interdimensional. So I can utilize... Wow. Time without punching something.
Oh man, I did not think there was a better way to travel through time than punching.
But no, I can do it in a shaft that's made just safely for the library book. So not only can I return it on time, but it will be safe and protected so that it does not like dent or tear or have any sort of imprints, which means that it's going to not only be on time, but it's going to be perfectly safe and in flawless condition.
I need to warn you against Super Slide because she has interdimensional powers, not interspatial time powers, and I'm worried she's actually going to stick you in another dimension in which you've already returned your library book.
And I think fundamentally, that's the same thing.
Cupcakes falling from the sky.
Excuse me, Glenn,
and Hitler is president.
Trust me, I'm a superhero, not trust me, I'm a supervillain. So, what does that say about you that that's what you thought would happen? I'm very disappointed.
I just got a bike here, lady. I don't know what you're talking about.
An invisible bike. Mm-hmm. Invisible bike. Well, we have moved very quickly into the heckling and arguing phase of things.
Yes. We know how this game is played, Tony.
Yeah.
It's really between kicking and punching. I mean, that's the only two options.
Well,
you're going to damage the books, though.
Why does everything have to be so aggressive?
I'm just going to discount both those just because of the damage to books. So it's between Kathy's interdimensional shaft.
that old canard.
I don't know. I gotta say, you know, I'd be worried that you would wake up and you'd find that everything had changed around you and the sky was orange, but your book was returned.
You know what? I'm partially inclined towards you, Glenn, just because it's a bike and I really like bikes. So
you're still gonna get the fee.
No, he's going to put it in and then tell them it's in the library.
Stealthy.
And they'll be like, I returned it. It's on the shelves. And they're like, oops,
but
our bad. We forgot.
There was no mention of hacking the computer system
This is about people. I'm a people person. And this is
about
people.
I thought you were
people.
An invisible bike person.
We're hacking people. We're hacking people here.
Do you need any librarians kicked?
Yeah, or punched.
Yeah, I want you to kick any librarians.
They're not going to fine you once we're done with them.
Annette, I think we need a final answer before we do anything that we could be indicted
bike.
For.
I just like the bike, the invisible bike.
All right,
you're
1 point
wrong.
To Glenn. It's
my rescue. I'll pick who I want.
It's anybody's game. It's 1-1. Annette and Glenn. Tony, Kathy, and James are also present. But Glenn, I think it is your turn to start. So Glenn, you should take that card as a indicator of your 1 point. You should pick a new call for help card. Everybody should draw up to five red and blue cards.
Oh,
and
do
come
I
up
pick
with
that? I wait till everyone's drawn before I pick. Correct?
You can. You're going to take the top card, so you can look at it. But we need to figure out what it is before our heroes before you announce. So
I need to pull it into my place of being. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. I think I got a good one. All right. Glenn, tell us about your scenario. As a reminder, it will be James, Tony, and then Annette will defend their heroes.
All right. This is a very complicated help scenario. Help! Help! A portal to hell is open downtown, and the demons are driving up house prices. Why does this feel like to reality mode here? This, however, is an all-in super squad card. All heroes must describe how they work as a team to solve this problem. Ooh. The winner is the hero, I believe, is best suited to leading the squad. Ha ha. Yeah, house prices. None of us can relate to that, of course, so... Obviously, this is a very fantasy scenario. Mm. Why are demons buying houses? I guess that's what they call...
I mean, that's what they're called, private, hedge funds. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. There
we go. Have you met a landlord? Oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, that's an interesting scenario. So we are not in competition. Mm. We're all trying to solve that problem, but perhaps one of us will be qualified to lead that problem. James, what do you got?
Well, when you've got like a hell dimension spewing demons into your neighborhood, I mean, yes, the house prices are going up, but really you just need to get rid of those demons. So with the super of the amulet, it's an amulet of, and the power is cannons.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh.
So my hero is called Kamala Kabloom. And she has really the power to summon as many cannons as is needed, really.
Why is your ever answered everything infinite versions of something?
Because, you know.
That's how he builds his dice app.
I'm just saying, you never limit yourself to a finite number of cannons or wolves, I guess. So,
well, you know. If you have an infinite number of cannons, maybe you need an infinite number of wolves to operate said cannons.
I'm the guy who brought a wolf to a cannon fight. I see how it goes.
Yeah.
So, with the infinite number of cannons, you know, the demon problem is gone. Probably the houses are gone as well, but it's going to like drive the price down when there's no houses. So
that's not how economics works. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But Kamala Kabloom is the woman for you.
Okay.
Oh, it's team. It's a team task.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, of course I work as a team, but I need to see what the rest of the team is like before I start making arguments.
All right.
Smart.
I believe I am next. Let me tell you about Seahorse, who combines the power of Hydro and Lance together. Wow. Seahorse is an aquatic, water-based superhero. And, you know, sometimes in a hot housing market, when things are really hellish and on fire, you need cooler heads to prevail. And that's where Seahorse comes in. Seahorse has the ability to control water and talk to a horse. One horse. That's right. Not all horses. Not the concept of horses.
What's the horse's name?
The horse's name is... what is Seahorse's name? I didn't know there would be follow-up
questions.
Come
on, Tony, no pressure.
Water pressure.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. I'm trying to come up with a good pun on a horse word and a water word, and I got nothing because I already used seahorse. Seahorse.
Would you like to steal Hermione?
No, that one's taken. So reference acknowledged, the Total Party Kill episode to be released.
Pony Sindelar is not the horse you can talk
that
about.
That is already, that's a reference to Total Party Kill episodes many. So, so Seahorse and his mighty steed are here to bring truth and justice and tranquility to the streets of Seattle, because Glenn is the one asking for help. And it seems like some redistricting is needed, and perhaps we can calm down the housing prices first by cooling off these gates to hell with pouring some unlimited amounts of water in them. And we think that, you know, we could really redo your whole neighborhood by turning some of your streets into either canals or horse traffic only, and instituting a large number of floating houseboats in the Seattle area. There may be some long-term property damage. Seahorse is here to work as part of a team.
I mean, I think we're working together because I'm with the infinite number of cannons, clearing the space in order for you to make the, you know, the waterways.
I think Seahorse will be on the other side of the city. Thank you. Location, 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 and the best location is one away from unlimited cannons.
If you have unlimited cannons, there is no direction that you can go.
But I talk too much. I believe it is Kathy next.
Well, it's a good thing that you are, you know, who you are, and I'm so glad that you're here to support me. I would like to introduce you to Crystal, who has the power of forbidden seduction. And Crystal is here to take control of the situation and just really make sure that the demons are under control. So she can use her seductive tactics to make them think that, you know, they want to help and support her, and all of the house prices will drop back to normal, if not lessened significantly, into more of a budget-friendly Seattle.
I'm a little concerned, Kathy, that with your forbidden seduction. I'm sorry, what was the character's name?
Crystal.
Crystal. I'm just a little concerned with some of the visuals there that she might be on the other team.
Clearly, that's why I need to be in charge so that I can blend in and have fight demons with demons.
Yes. I think you just want to lead the demons here. I mean, I don't see this as a job
for the record, of course, these cards were picked before the card came out. So it was just meant to be that this is just going to work as well as it needs to be because it was meant. It was meant to be.
Crystal, I mean, it does seem like Crystal probably has a lot of charisma, which is important for the leader of a party.
Yes.
It's in the name. Crystal and charisma spelled the same way.
Mm.
Or is
also, I've decided the best horse name I've got so far is Hydroni. I'll let you know if I come up with a better horse name.
So delicious, delicious biscuit.
I like it. Hydroni.
Mm-hmm. Annette, I think you are bringing up the last of the rotation. What do you got for us?
So I am Baltastic. And I just want to say that all of these solutions are good solutions, and together we can do a fantastic job. But what my power does as an invisible ball will actually like fill and stop the portal. So before we like cannon down all of the properties, when before we flood them all out, we just need to take care of the demons that got through the portal. But I'm presenting a solution to close the portal with an invisible ball. And Crystal can be out there like schmoozing the ones and maybe converting them to good instead of evil. And between us all, we can just like take care of everything.
Perhaps this ball needs to be propelled out of some kind of explosive tube.
We could do that, and it would come out of nowhere.
I think that sounds
nowhere.
Like a great thing that I can take control of, and we'll make sure that
I'm
the
sorry,
aiming
but
is
you
correct.
Don't control my ball.
And you don't control my cannon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Annette.
You're taking your ball and your cannon and going home.
Mm. No one can see it anyway. It's an invisible. Mm.
Yeah, you can't see it. Only
but the cannon
the
is visible,
is.
So at least you have an idea.
I can load it into your cannon, and we can cooperate.
My headcanon says you have invisible cannons.
Mm.
I don't know if you put an invisible ball in a cannon, do you get an invisible cannon?
I think it might, you know? Mm-hmm. We could try that out.
Dungeon Master ruling there. So it seems like we've got Crystal, we've got Baltastic. We've got Seahorse.
Baltastic.
And we've got Kamala Kaboom. Was that what it was?
Yep, Kamala Kaboom.
A hodgepodge new team of superheroes in the greater Pacific Northwest here to fight the scourge of rising housing prices. Glenn, how are you feeling about this team?
Well, I got to say, it's an amazing team of disparate abilities brought together as a whole. And I'm convinced you could solve the problem together. However, I am a little concerned that a lot of what's going on is distraction, and I think Fantastaball. No, wait, what is it? Sorry,
Incredible. Baltastic.
Baltastic. Sorry, I'm just going to go with alternate names by accident. I think Baltastic has a direct solution. So while everyone else is engaged in distraction, destruction, flooding, and seduction, I think Baltastic will actually solve the problem. So I will give Baltastic.
I think that's so incorrect, but fine, you're in charge.
Is that your seduction technique?
Yes, clearly it's very good.
It's the negging seduction technique.
Wow. So is that 2 points for Annette?
It is.
Yes. Uh-oh. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. So, James, you are next up. You've got a scenario you want to tell us about? Everyone's got their hero ready?
Yep. Yes.
I hope you've got something really appropriate for this. Help, there's a broken fire hydrant making my washing damp.
You're washing? All right, let me tell you about my character, because I think for once I have a character uniquely suited to this situation, Mr. James Thompson. I tell you of my new novel character who is combines the ability of dino, as in dinosaur, and wind. And this hero is known as Pterodactyl, is a dinosaur air wind-based hero with majestic pterodactyl-like wings. Pterodactyl, I think, you know, normally would probably be a little bit more oriented toward the alien invasion prevention type situation, but it's a slow day, and with his mighty wings, he will beat his wings such that there will be a nice calm breeze of warm dinosaur energy that will go through the alley and dry out your line of clothing that is getting all damp, and then swoop down and eat the thing that's causing the water.
I thought you were going to eat the person putting up the washing, which seemed
no
not solving the problem.
Eat the fire hydrant. That is what Pterodactyl, the dinosaur wind-based superhero, brings to this situation.
I will point out, water doesn't just come out of a fire hydrant. If you eat the fire hydrant, the water is just going to keep coming out of the ground.
I will point out at that point, there will not be water coming out of a fire hydrant, which is the problem you asked me to solve.
Okay.
Wow.
Next. I'm Pterodactyl, not Plumberdactyl. And also, your laundry is dry. So, you know.
So clearly, that's not going to help. But what? Thankfully, Laser Cassidy is here to save the day. She is a gunslinger, the fastest gunslinger in the West, with a solar-powered gun. And so instead of, like, bullets like a loser, she shoots lasers, which, of course, can dry anything that is wet, like your laundry. So she will come out and pew, 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 take care of any wetness that is around, and also can seal the broken fire hydrant so it stops shooting water.
I mean, I thought I knew stuff about lasers, but probably I was wrong. So,
I mean, clearly I'm a professional. Laser Cassidy is here to save the day.
I mean, I know you cauterize a wound, so it's kind of the same thing.
Exactly the same thing. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the cost to the city to repair that fire hydrant later.
It's always the cost of the city with
fine.
You.
Yeah. That's not the problem that we're trying to solve.
Yeah.
Yet.
So we have a very limited brief here. Would you please stick to the brief?
Yeah, property damage is endemic to the superhero lifestyle.
It's true.
There is good insurance. I think they have.
Annette, are you next?
I think I might be. So I...
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh.
Goodness.
My superpower is enthusiastic booty. My friends call me Bootylicious. And you think, what could my enthusiastic booty do to help this situation? Well,
that is what I'm thinking.
You are wondering that.
Very concerned.
But what I like to do is like to bring people together with my awesome music and dance moves. So what I will do is like I will put on some good tunes and I will start dancing. And before you know it, the entire neighborhood is out dancing, creating a wall of dancing people between the fire hydrant and you. And they're all like, it's a, like dancing in the water, having a good time and keeping your laundry dry until I quick make a call to the fire department and get them to come and fix
the real heroes.
Yeah, but in the meantime I'm keeping your laundry dry and we're having a good time.
I mean, I do like a sexy dance off. So
yeah, wow. I'm really good at it,
Mr. Glenn.
Well, all these other superheroes are fine. I don't want to talk down my comrades, but you know, I've got the real answer here. I am Ice Cream Clone. That's right. I have the ability to shoot clones out of a special magical cone that was given to me by a stranger. Well, I don't know who he was, but this is what he did. This is my curse now. And but it's great because I can solve this problem very, very directly. I can produce, yes, let's say it, infinite clones. Now, I'm not going to because that would be a threat. That would be a threat. I'm not producing infinite clones, but I can immediately produce firefighter clones. I can produce laundry clones and all these folks will work together. They'll repair, not destroy the fire hydrant, taking workload off our busy fire department, which is dealing with all the other superhero created mishaps around the city who are trying to help get cats out of trees. And they'll also dry your laundry, hang it. They'll use very earth sensitive techniques. They'll build and create lines to hang your clothing from, and wave their hands very rapidly. And when they're done, back into the cone. No mess, no fuss, no infinite wolves or cans left over.
Wow.
Ice cream clone.
So ice cream clone, Bootylicious, Laser Cassidy, and Pterodactyl. Those are your options, James.
Ooh, so many great choices.
Yeah, I feel I'm going to need a bit more justification on most of these.
Really. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel
about.
Like they all make perfect sense.
I think Pterodactyl speaks for himself. Pterodactyl does not speak, but he has a spokesperson.
I'm just going to say I don't want dinosaur-flavored clothing. That would be my primary reaction.
Wait, Glenn, why are you eating your clothing?
Yeah. Well, you know, you smell, you're wearing it, you smell it.
I'm just going to, like, come dance over to you, James, and, like, try and get you into my tunes and dance. And you're going to be having so much fun. You're going to stop
won't notice that a dinosaur has ruined everything.
My argument. Okay,
James, none of these other superheroes actually solve the problem.
I did. All they I do called the is... professionals in. I don't break the hydrant.
Kathy, yeah. I don't think you want to draw attention to your solution is shooting things with lasers.
Kathy, violence is never the answer. For
well, it is when you're tearing it. Violence is off.
But see, it's the laser stops the water and dries the clothes. I feel like it fixes both issues. And
I would be worried about the clothes being shredded by the dinosaur and by the gun and being ignored by the booty.
It's not being ignored because I prevent the clothes from getting to like any wetter in the first place with my wall of people.
A lot of subcontracting going from one side of the table.
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of thought about all the various scenarios.
You have options here, James.
Yeah. I mean, they're all totally valid and well thought out ways of dealing with this problem. But I think... You know, if I'm distressed about these wet clothes, I think Bootylicious is probably the thing that hero that is going to distract me the most from problems. And, you know, clothes might be optional. So we'll just go there.
It's true. You don't need clothes to dance.
Wow. Annette, 3 points clearing.
I love games with no trivia.
Okay, the start of another turn here. It's my role as the call for help. My situation, help! I dropped my ice cream, and snow cone is nowhere in sight.
Oh no, ice cream clone is no longer available.
Nor is ice cream clone. I'm on the other side of the continent. Kathy, Annette, Glenn, and James present your heroes that will deal with my dropped ice cream cone situation, starting with Kathy.
All right. I am presenting to you Captain Reality, who is the worst pirate you've ever heard of, but is the best superhero for the situation. That's right. I have a reality eye patch, which means I can create reality with my eye patch, which means I can just replace your ice cream.
Oh, so you're going to move me to a timeline where I did not drop my ice cream.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, take that other Tony. Tony who is now condemned to an ice creamless timeline.
Happens to the Tony in the timeline you move them to?
I'm not worried. That's not me.
These are not questions that we care about.
Yeah, this is trust me, I'm a superhero, not trust me, I'm a quantum physicist. So,
right?
Also, I enjoy Reality Pirate as a hero name. It reminds me of the much like probably C-list Batman villain Psycho Pirate, who is not nearly as cool as the name Psycho Pirate would suggest. Also not a great outfit. Sorry, Psycho Pirate.
That's the one with the mask, right?
He has a mask and magic he can mask. Control people's minds. Has the word pirate in his name. He doesn't do it anymore. Piratical. All right. That was a Batman aside. Annette, you are next.
Okay. So my superpowers are sweat.
Oh gosh.
But it's elemental. So you can call me purse per grate.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and
wow.
What happens with my superpower is, like, if I get a little warm and flushed, which I often do when I'm in an emergency situation, is I can turn my sweat into any element.
Is ice cream an element?
Wind or, no, just wait for it. Wait for it. Earth, wind, fire, water. There's another one. And so what I can do is I see that your ice cream is falling and I use my sweat and create a little swirl of wind and, like,
what?
Swirl it around your ice cream cone, mm-hmm. upright it, and it floats back up to you and it's in your hand like it never fell.
So this one's really on me to report my situation very quickly.
Yes, it works best when you're right on, like, I'm right there and mm-hmm. I see you by the ice. And I was probably there because I really like ice cream.
Okay. Ugh. All right.
But how much dirt is also with that ice cream?
Hey, it didn't hit the ground. Yeah, it, like, was just before
it. May have a certain
swirled some wind and uprighted it.
May have a certain kind of smell to it now.
Salty it,
ice cream.
Yeah, you know.
De perfume.
I mean, salty ice cream is good.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like a pear blue cheese
or caramel
or balsamic.
Anything sweet really goes well with a little salt.
That's art. It's our, you know, it's locally sourced,
artisanal, organic.
All right, let's move on from that, Glenn.
This character, my superhero may be a little confusing. The name is misleading. My powers are lasers and wolf.
Oh, no,
we've seen wolves before.
But I've seen that musical.
Exactly. It's actually two related powers. One is, as Laser Wolf, I can shoot lasers from my eyes, but I can also perform show tunes from popular Broadway musicals. Mm-hmm. So my solution here is not lasers. Lasers are not the right idea. So what I can do is I can show up and I can do street performances, raise the money, give the amount necessary to you to buy another ice cream cone, and all the extra proceeds donated to the arts.
Mm, wow.
Laser Wolf.
Yeah.
Does that would
reopening soon?
I'm assuming, Glenn, that by the arts, you are putting that into your own pocket, saying that you are an artist. So this is a hidden supervillain, and I really don't appreciate coming and trying to hoodwink the neighborhood.
No, I use my lasers to make money. At the singing is just for, you know, raising funds for people who have poor people who have lost ice cream, as I assume Tony's.
You know, there's really not a lot of busker based superheroes out there.
It's really disappointing that you assumed his status, that he couldn't afford.
Why is he calling for help if he just buy another ice cream?
I am calling for help.
I would call,
but it's frustrating.
You just don't trust anyone, do you?
Wow, Kathy.
No. No.
Yeah. I will tell you, the best thing I ever saw in my life was I was at a coffee shop near an office, and a bunch of kids went in, and they bought various drinks and frozen things that they served. They went outside, and one of them, it fell onto the floor, and this kid was 11 or 12, and they were looking at it, and the friend I knew at the shop ran out and said, "I'm going to make you a new one." Now that is a superpower.
Yeah, none of us here are providing that.
Now, if only that was you, but it's not.
I was involved.
The only your superhero was friend of, and the other card was Glenn.
Glenning is a superpower. Mm.
Glenn name.
Well, I'm just going to say, Laser Wolf is one of my favorite superhero names so far today, barely beating out God of Wolves. But we're not done, because James Thompson needs to explain how he is going to help in this situation.
Well, I would like to introduce you to Miss Missile, who is a pilot, and my super is intercontinental ballistic.
Oh no!
And my power is mech. So she pilots a giant mech that can fly around the world very quickly. And what she is going to do is she is going to fly to Italy. She is going to get the finest Italian gelato.
I dropped ice cream, sir.
She's going to bring a range, you know, like you go into those places and there's like about 20 flavors that you can pick from. She is going to come back with that, and you can really choose whatever you want.
Okay.
And you know, it'll be so quick, and you will actually have a far better choice than you had with this neighborhood ice cream shop, because I'm bringing some, you know, proper continental European ice cream to you. And yeah, her name is Miss Missile, but she's actually, you know, a lot nicer than that kind of military-esque term would suggest.
Wow. Sounds inaccurate, too. Mm.
Wow, these are all very compelling arguments. Laser Wolf, Perspigrate, Miss Missile, Reality Pirate. I think
Captain Reality. Sorry,
Captain Reality. I feel like our premises have gotten much better as we the game has gone. We're really firing on all cylinders here. I'm gonna have to say, you know,
lasers.
Thinking about the idea, I do like the idea of a show tune. I kind of like the idea of a rocket delivering replacement ice cream from the other side of the globe. The idea of catching my ice cream before it falls completely is also comforting, but puts a lot of onus on me to self-report very quickly. But it has to, you know, it's hard to compete with just being moved into a reality where that never happened. So I am amazingly going to give it to Captain Reality, though I have questions about quantum mechanics. All right. Well, I think we have reached the end of a round of Trust Me, I'm a Superhero. A quick score check here. I believe a net clear winner with 3 points. Kathy and Glenn, 1 point each. Tony and James, present. All right. You'd think we were done. You'd think that Annette is the clear winner. Well, you are right about one of those things. Annette, you have won Trust Me, I'm a Superhero. All that is left to do is argue about who is the clear second place winner in this game, because it is a close runner up between Glenn and Kathy. But let's be fair. Tony and James aren't that far behind with 0 points. We are going to go into a sudden death second place tiebreaker round. Annette, I am going to ask you to draw 3 call for help cards and combine them in some way to the best of your abilities into a particularly dramatic situation, a situation that is going to require not a single superhero, not a team up of 4 superheroes, but competing teams. Players, why don't you draw a few more blue and red cards, and I'd like you to come up with not just one hero, but a squad of heroes that will hopefully be well prepared to deal with the situation Annette is going to prepare for us. You may need to come up with multiple names for your characters, for your 3 characters, and maybe even a name for the team. All right, final round. This determines who will be in second place as judged by their most super of superheroes, Annette Weirstra. Annette, tell us about this earth-shattering scenario that we need to deal with.
Okay, so hello, I'm Director Annette Weirstra. I'm here, and I need a team to go deal with some problems in the city this weekend because it is the super villain conference. You'd think they wouldn't tell us where it was. That doesn't seem smart, but we know because we're really smart, and we've got this super villain conference going on. I need a team to go out and fix this. It's really important right now because they're ordering lunch. And so they're not just a bunch of supervillains. They're a bunch of hungry supervillains. And lunch has not arrived. And they're getting very angry. And they're threatening to attack the city if they don't get their lunch very soon. All of this is happening because someone betrayed the supervillains. So I want you to go in there. Find a way to feed these hungry supervillains before they destroy the city and find out who's betraying these supervillains before they create more havoc.
Wow.
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 That's so stressful.
I'm ready. My team is prepared.
Director, I'm ready to present my group of superheroes. They are called the Phobia Friends. And they are here to save the day. So first off, we have Froggy Feet, who is amphibious boots. These are perfect to be able to go through any sort of swamp to collect different things to prepare the food that we're going to need. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. In order to prepare those foods, we've got a swarm of spiders, also known as Floxy Funnel. That means that there are 8 hands to prepare sandwiches.
Yeah. 8 hands make
feed
light work.
These villains. Yep, 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 exactly. And then in charge, we have Fearsome Fran with Nonstop Doom. This will make it so that all of the villains feel this super powerful, like, feeling of doom and not want to stay at the conference. Because who wants to stay at a conference with no food? So first, Fran comes in and gets rid of anyone that is kind of low level and not able to handle the stress and doom. And then the other two will provide the food for anyone that sticks around to distract them so they don't ruin the town. And that is the Phobia Friends.
Wow.
I like the name.
Yeah, great name.
Phobia with an F, of course.
Of course.
Because
obviously.
Yes.
And they all, I also want to make a point that all of, everyone is F named. So Phobia Friends, Fearsome Fran, Froxy Funnel, and Floxy Funnel, and Froggy Feet.
Wow.
So, boom.
F-tastic. All right. Well, that was Kathy. Next up will be Glenn Fleischman. Who do you have for us, Glenn?
Well, I'd like to introduce you to the Just As League, not the Justice League. That's a totally unrelated property. The Just As League. We demand you take us just as we are. We're not going to change for you. Let me introduce you to this amazing team. First, there is a superpower of robotic and the super is robotic. The power is a tower. That's Cyber Manor. Mm. And Cyber Manor can produce any kind of mechanized building that you need instantly. So Cyber Manor will immediately create the world's largest food court to serve the supervillain's needs. In addition, we have second on the team is Erupting Plus Limbs, and that is Krakatoes. Krakatoes. when I say limbs, that's not like human limbs. That would be disgusting. Instead, they can produce any kind of cooked part necessary. So they can produce infinite buffalo wings, chicken wings, other kinds of parts of bodies of animals that people eat. These are supervillains, so they're not vegan, unfortunately. And finally, rounding up the team is the power of Mask matched with the super of Kawaii. And this is, look at my cute cat mask. Look at my cute cat mask. Will distract the supervillains with her incredibly cute cat mask. And she can do it very, very rapidly. So instead of them getting upset, they will be staring at her super cute cat mask.
Wow.
That's my team, the Just As League. Take us as we are. We can solve this problem, Director.
James, what do you have for us?
So my team, clearly not related to Glenn's either, is the Justice Fatigue, who I think of after a long time fighting supervillains. Maybe they're more on the wavelength of the people at the conference than they'd like to admit. First of all, we have with the super of the best and power hair, we have Locksmith. And we all know that villains really like to have hair. So, you know, she's going to be a distraction. She, as they're going out to get their lunch or whatever, they're going to pass this extremely high-end hair salon. And they're all just going to be in there, you know, getting real shine on the hair. While they're distracted, we have, we've got Quagmire, his super is Swamp. And his power is sacrifice.
Oh, gosh.
And really,
oh my God.
you know, when that's your powers, you use them for good as much as you can. So all these heroes that are, sorry, villains. Oh, what a Freudian slip. All these villains that are in the hair salon, there is a convenient swamp in the back. And they're just going to be quietly dealt with.
What?
and finally, with the the super of star and the power of mist. We have Misty Star. I worked a long time on that name.
Wow.
And Misty Star is literally a sentient gas giant planet. And really all she can do is threaten, like just come really close up to the Earth and threaten to envelop it and destroy all life on the planet. And maybe that is going to give any supervillains who have survived the hairdressing swamp escapades, they might rethink their lives, you know, in the last few seconds that they have left. And, you know, hopefully they will reconsider and maybe the planet won't have all life destroyed, but it's up to them.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Bleak. I think I am last here. Let me tell you about my new superhero team up. I call this Monster Squad. I think sometimes you got to take some of your rougher around the edges heroes to deal with a whole committee full of villains. So these are they're heroes, but slightly maybe more monstrous in nature here on Monster Squad. So leading Monster Squad is a hero that combines the power of Franken and the power of Suit. I call him Frankenfine. He is a constructed humanoid creature, but the most stylish one, you know. He is clearly the face of Monster Squad, and I think he's going to be out there confronting the hangry villains and really stalling for time and keeping them in where they are, possibly also fishing around for who's the loose lips in the super villain conference. Frankenfine, he is the face of Monster Squad. Working behind the scenes to solve the problem while Frankenfine stalls for time. First off, we've got a hero that combines the power of Witch and the power of Rift. I speak of Sandwich, a kind of earthbending earthbending superhero who can move around, who can move heaven and earth, or at least earth, to solve problems and help things out. And Sandwich will be teaming up with a power creature that combines rage and fight flight. I speak, of course, of Fight and Flight, a flying anger monster who is going to zip around the city, picking up delivery orders and making sure that they get back to the conference center as fast as possible. So that is Monster Squad. Again, Frankenfine, Fight and Flight, and Sandwich are the trio that you need for this situation. Debate and heckling follows.
Director, I hope you won't condone the mass murder of supervillains. We know they can be reformed. I'm sure many of the superheroes on Tony's team, and certainly everybody on Super Fatigue or Justice Fatigue, were once villains. And if they were dead, what would have happened?
And now, honestly, all of our lives are a lot less rich and fulfilled if we murder all of the supervillains at once.
I mean, I would say that Quagmire is not murdering these supervillains. The swamp is murdering the supervillains.
Wow. All of you are just, like, these are all terrible, terrible humans, terrible superheroes. And even though the villains, like, yes, it's sad that they have these goals for negativity, I think really they are still humans / mutants /
aliens,
whatever
robots
they identify as.
I'm not murdering anybody. There's no murder here. I'm feeding them and showing them cute cat masks. That's our job.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily going to really solve the problem of keeping them distracted for much longer.
Have you tasted Krakatoa's buffalo wings, though?
I am more than happy to have Krakatoa's come and help with Floxy Funnel and Froggy Feet prepare the food. If you want to come over and hang out with the phobia friends, I think we could work together.
I mean, I think nothing would bring the planet together more, both villains and supervillains, with a sort of extinction level event threat.
That created by you.
I feel like I'm reading part of Invincible series.
Sometimes
they
become
the supervillains.
The worst insurance fraud, clearly, is what James is suggesting.
It's more a kind of like you have to scare the people into being legitimate.
Do you?
I mean,
so that, only that, Monster Squad has given me a solution for finding the betrayal.
You need that some problems only the modern Prometheus himself. You know, Frankenstein's monster can help you out.
You look for the person who's got the best hair, and I think you will find that's the betrayer. I mean, we're talking like in a week that Loki came out. I mean, it's just
Doesn't that make you the betrayer?
Yeah. I mean,
well, no, because I mean, locksmith provides the best haircuts around. Who has the best haircut? The best barber or the guy who works for the best barber? So
yeah, exactly.
I was going to say betrayal is not Kawhi, so I am just not. I can't deal with that. I just need. I want to. help these people.
I think there's a lot of compelling arguments to be made here, but we may need to get final judgment from Annette.
Would you all like to visit a swamp?
No. If it was Quahog Myra, I'd be much more interested, though.
I feel like James is putting us into more of a quagmire.
Well,
so no. I do like the cat solution a lot, but I'm going to give it to Tony because he answered both parts or all three parts and not two, because he actually had someone on finding the betrayer and he had a very cohesive also sandwich is funny.
I'm proud of Frankenfine's monster. So, Tony! So, thank you. Well,
Frankenfine.
Congratulations, me. I got second place here. Trust me, I'm a superhero. But clearly, the most super of all of us is Annette Wierstra. It's been another game night here
person
on the Incomparable Game Show. Annette Wierstra, thank you for joining us and showing us what a superhero clearly is.
That I can actually win a game when there's no trivia involved.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, Annette.
Kathy Campbell, always a pleasure.
Thank you kindly for having me play.
Glenn Fleischman, think about how on the rails we would have been without you.
Look at my cute cat mask.
And
I'm looking at it right now.
James Thompson, God of Wolves, always trying to solve problems with God of Wolves.
I feel you shouldn't trust me. I don't think I'm a superhero. I think I've had this realization as the giant gasp planet comes to kill us all.
We've all learned something about James.
Have we been playing werewolf? You're definitely a supervillain.
Have we been secretly playing werewolf all along and we just realized it?
This is all a bit of a blind comp test. All right, that's all the time we have. Good night, nerds.